Okay, so we're going to pick it up from Daf Lamed Tes Amid Aleph. We're up to Gufa. It's 3-6 lines into the page. Gufa. The Gemara says like this. Gufa, Amirav, Yehuda, Iriv Biraglov. Yesterday we talked about why isn't it a problem of Hachan, of preparation, that you could potentially set up an Eriv on Yom Tov for Shabbos and vice versa. So that means that on Shabbos afternoon, towards the end of Shabbos, you're taking your bread and placing it in a location that you want it to be for Yom Tov. So why isn't that a problem of preparation? So he said, it's not a problem of preparation, according to Rabbah, because you don't have to say anything. Meaning, if you had to say something, if you had to declare, I want this to be my Erev for Yom Tov, that would be a problem. Because you're speaking about where you want to be on Yom Tov on Shabbos. You're speaking about purchasing property, ownership, or land, wherever, whatever this means, that's your place of residence, acquiring a place of residence on Yom Tov, you're saying that on Shabbos, that's a problem. However, if it involves just placing it down, that's going to be okay. That's what the Gemara says. So, Gufa Amrav Yehuda. Erev Baraglav V'yom Rishon. If there are two ways to make an Erev effective. One is by standing there at the beginning of Shabbos, and one is by placing food down even if you're not there. So the Gemara says like this. So basically the Gemara's premise is, as we're going to see in a moment, anytime you have to say something, it's a problem. If on Shabbos you want to make your residence for Yom Tov and you have to say something, that's going to be a problem. If it involves no speaking, just by standing there or placing the bread down, that's going to be okay. So what's the situation where you have to speak? So Guf Amar Rav Yehuda, Erev Baraglav B'yom Rishon. If you made on the first day, let's say, a situation where it's Yom Tov and then Shabbos, or Shabbos and Yom Tov, whatever, the vice versa. So if on the first day you want to make a place of residence by you being there, Ma'ariv Baraglav B'sheni, you could do the same thing on the second day, meaning on Yom Tov, you want to have a Mokum, you want to have the Erev be effect by you standing there, then do the same thing for Shabbos. And you don't have to say anything, because when you stand there, you don't have to say anything, so there's no problem of preparation. Erev Bepas B'yom Rishon, Ma'ariv Bepas B'yom Sheni. If you use bread for the first day, you can use bread for the second day. As we're going to see in a moment, this is talking about the same loaf of bread. You don't have to say anything if you use the same loaf of bread in consecutive days. Erev Bepas Rishon, Ma'ariv Baraglav B'sheni. However, if you use bread for the first day, and then that bread was gone, then the only thing you could do for the second day is to make an Erev by your presence being there, because then you don't have to speak. However, Erev Baraglav B'rishon, Eimar V'pasheni, Sheimar V'tchil V'pas. However, if the first day you made your place of residence by standing there, then day two, you're not allowed to put bread down. Meaning, if you didn't use bread for day one, you can't use it for day two. Why? Because if you use bread for the first time on Yom Tov or on Shabbos, you have to say, I want this bread to be my place of residence. And that would involve preparation. So it's only okay if you didn't say anything. So when is a situation where you don't say anything? Either when you make Shvisa, when you make the place of residence, you make the Erev take effect by you standing there, you don't have to say anything. Or if you make the Erev take effect by using the same loaf of bread, that's also fine. The problem is, if the first day you made the Erev effect by standing there, and then day two you wanted to take effect by bread, now you're using bread for the first time in Yom Tov or on Shabbos, that's a problem, because then you have to say, I want this to be my place of residence, and that would involve preparation. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara speaks it out. Erev Bepas B'yom Rishon and Ma'ariv Bepas B'yom Sheni. When is it okay? When you did the same bread, Amar Shmuel Ba'ose Pas, meaning Shmuel explains, it's only okay if you use the same loaf of bread. However, if you use a different loaf of bread, you also have to say something. Anytime you're using new bread, you have to declare it. So either that could be a case where day one, you made your residence by your presence, by standing there, and day two, you want to use bread for the first time, then you have to say something. Or day one, you wanted to use the loaf of bread and you lost that loaf of bread, and the day two you want to use a new loaf of bread, you have to say something. However, if it's the same loaf of bread, it's completely fine because you don't have to say anything if it's the same loaf of bread. Ravashi says the actual Lashon and the Mishnah implies this way, that if it's the same loaf of bread, that you don't have to say anything, and it's better to use the same loaf of bread. That way you don't have to say anything, because it's only a preparation problem if you say something. How so? Diktani, because the Mishnah tells you, if you have Shabbos and Yom Tov, how do you, the Mishnah had a whole procedure as to how to do it without eating the bread. How do you make the bread last both days? The Mishnah said, Ketsuosam, Aluch Barishon, right? You use the bread for day one, but then you take it home with you, because if you leave it outside, the animals are going to eat it. The whole situation, in order to have the same loaf of bread. Why is the Mishnah interested in having you use the same loaf of bread? It must be, says Rav Ashi, because the Mishnah knows that if you use a different loaf of bread, you have to declare it. And if you declare it, it's going to be a problem of preparation. Now, till now, we were going with the assumption that it's only a problem of achana if you say something. If you don't say something, it's fine, but if you say something, it's a problem. The truth is, Rashi explains that that's not necessarily universally accepted. Abaya and Rav Chanin disagree. They actually feel it's okay even if you have to say something. They hold that saying something is not a maisa enough to be a problem. So the question is like this. So till now, we're saying that it's a problem if you have to say something, and that's why the Mishnah Mamish makes it. The Mishnah gives you a whole procedure in order to not use a new loaf of bread. Because if you use a new loaf of bread, you're going to have to declare it, and if you declare it, that's going to be a preparation problem. What about those Amirayim who feel you're allowed to declare it on Yom Tov for Shabbos or Shabbos for Yom Tov, and it's not a problem of preparation? According to them, you could use a new loaf of bread. What's the worst that could happen? Right? Our Mishnah implies that you should use the same loaf of bread. Why? Because if you use a new loaf of bread, you're going to have to declare it. If you declare it, then it's going to be a problem of Hachana. So the Gemara says, what about Abaye and Rabbi Bar Chanin? Abaye and Rabbi Bar Rav Chanin, they actually hold that even if you declare it, it's mutter. So according to them, you could use a completely different loaf of bread. Who cares? It's fine. So why, according to them, does the Mishnah give a whole procedure in order to use the same loaf of bread? So the Gemara says, Rabbanan dilmahasam eitzatayvi kamashmalan. You're right. The reason why the Mishnah gives a whole procedure to use the same loaf of bread, just convenience. It's easy for people to use the same loaf of bread. It's not a halachic requirement. We see, Rabba understood that when the Mishnah tells you a whole procedure about how to use the same loaf of bread for Yom Tov and Shabbos, or Shabbos and Yom Tov, to use the same Erev for 2 days, it's because, Rabba understood it, it's because it's a halachic reason. Because if you lose the loaf of bread, you're going to have to use a new loaf of bread. You're going to then have to declare it, because all new bread requires declaration. You're going to have to declare it, which is a problem of preparation, of Hachana. Abaye and Rabbi Rav Chanin hold that even if you declare it, it's fine. So why does the Mishnah talk about this? The answer is, it's very simple. The reason why the Mishnah gives a whole eitzah about to use the same loaf of bread is convenience. The Mishnah understood that people don't want to have multiple breads. So let them, you know, give a procedure. Make it easy on them. Okay. This next Mishnah is incredibly relevant because it talks about the laws of Rosh Hashanah. And we're came out of Erev Rosh Hashanah. As crazy as that seems. So it's like this. Let me just give you a 2-minute Hakdama that I think will help. The Hakdama is as follows. In the times of the Mishnah is, you see, why is it that we keep a 2-day Yom Tov? Outside of Eretz Yisrael, we have a 2-day Yom Tov. It's called Sveika de Yoyma. The situation was, see, nowadays we have calendars, so we actually know when Yom Tov is because we know when Rosh Chodesh is. So nowadays, having 2 days for Pesach doesn't really make a lot of sense. However, the reason why we do it is because in the times of the Mishnayos, the way they would declare Rosh Chodesh is at night they would see that it was a new moon. They would go to Beis Din the next morning, and Beis Din would say, oh, today's Rosh Chodesh. So it's very important. So the way it would work, it's very important to know, is that the way it would work in the times of the Mishnayos is a person would see the new moon, go to Beis Din, and the next morning, Beis Din would declare, hey, today is Rosh Chodesh. Then they would send out messengers to try to spread the word. So imagine trying to spread the word before computers and phones and the internet. So it took a very long time. So the reason why we have 2-day Yom Tov for Pesach and Sukkot and Shavuos is because, let's say they declare new moon, okay? It might take a couple weeks for the word to get back, in order to avoid, and therefore there will be a chance that people will spend Pesach the wrong day. In order to avoid confusion outside of Israel, we keep 2 days, because the word didn't get there, you know, it took a while to get there. In Israel, they keep 1 day. Why? Because when they declare the new moon for Nisan in Yerushalayim, it would take how long? It would take a couple hours, maybe a day to get to Tzvat. How long would it take already? They'd send the messenger, he'd go. By the time Pesach comes along, 15 days later, everyone knew. So in Eretz Yisrael, they keep one day. Outside of Yisrael, we keep two. The only Yom Tov that we keep 2 days, even in Israel, is Rosh Hashanah. Now, why is that? So the answer is very simple. Rosh Hashanah is a problem even within Eretz Yisrael. Imagine like this. Rosh Hashanah, right? So tomorrow night is Rosh Hashanah. So imagine tomorrow night, everyone's like, oh, it's today Rosh Hashanah. We're not sure. It could be today. It could be tomorrow. At night, everyone's driving. Everyone's doing whatever they want to do. All of a sudden, someone goes up and he sees, oh, it's a new moon. He goes to Beis Din, and Beis Din the next morning declares, today is Rosh Hashanah. You know how much of a disaster that would be? That would mean that today's Rosh Hashanah, which means last night was Rosh Hashanah, but you didn't know about it. So that means you were driving. That means that you didn't say Kiddush. That means that you didn't daven Shemoneh Esrei of the Reish Shemoneh Esrei. It's a disaster. Even Rosh Hashanah is a problem because it's, you see, it took, within Eretz Yisrael, the reason why they keep one day is because they figured out when Rosh Chodesh was within a couple days. So all Yomim Tovim are usually middle of the month. So by the time the middle of the month comes along, everyone knows. Rosh Hashanah is the only Yom Tov that's on Rosh Chodesh. So the problem is, even within Eretz Yisrael, there's a confusion. Even within Yerushalayim, there would be a confusion. So therefore, Rosh Hashanah is the only Yom Tov that we keep 2 days. So the question is, how do we look at these 2 days? Are those 2 days two different holinesses? Meaning, there's day one and day two. It's a doubt. So, but there's only really one day. And it's a doubt. It's like 2 days of Pesach. Or it could be that when the rabbis instituted keeping 2 days on Rosh Hashanah worldwide, they made it as one long holiness. It's one long day. That's the question. Is Rosh Hashanah 2 days in Halacha, or is it one long day? Why is it relevant? It's relevant for the laws of Eruv. As we said in the last Mishnah, there was a machlokes. Are you able to set up an Eruv when you have Yom Tov and then Shabbos? So you have Pesach on Friday and then Shabbos. So the question is, can I set up a different Eruv for Pesach and a different Eruv for Shabbos? So Rav Eliezer said yes, because Pesach and Shabbos are two different days. And the Rabbanan say, no, Pesach and Shabbos, if they're next to each other, one long day. That's a machlokes. What would they say about Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara says, Rav Yehuda Omer, Rosh Hashanah Shayare Shemet Esaver. Regarding Rosh Hashanah, where throughout the world there was a little bit of confusion and they were afraid that maybe it's 29 days, maybe 30 days, maybe El is going to be a full month, maybe El is going to be not full, and they're not sure, and therefore they always instituted 2 days. So therefore we look, according to Rav Yehuda, we look at the 2 days as two different Yom Tovim. Meaning both are, we have to keep both because we're Machmer, but it's a doubt. And both those days, because it's a doubt, there are two different days in Halacha. And you could have two different Erevin. You could have an Erev on one side, Erev Tchum, your residence for day one of Rosh Hashanah could be here, and day two of Rosh Hashanah could be here. It's two different days. Ma'arev Adam Shnei Eruvin. V'ayim Erev V'rishon L'mizrach V'shenu L'ma'arev V'rishon L'mizrach V'ma'arev V'shenu L'mizrach. You could have day one of Rosh Hashanah here, day two of Rosh Hashanah here. Erev V'rishon V'shenu K'vinei Iri. Erev V'shenu K'vinei K'vinei Iri. I mean, that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Chacham disagree. They say, no, Rosh Hashanah is treated as one long day. You can't split it up. Rabbi Yehuda then said a second statement based on his opinion that Rosh Hashanah is two different days. Oidam Rabbi Yehuda. Masna adam ala kakala v'yantav rishin v'aichla b'sheini. It's interesting. You're not allowed to separate Trumas and Maestris on Yom Tov. So if you have fruit that you didn't separate Trumas and Maestris, no good. Rav Yehuda gives an Eitzah. This is Rav Yehuda's option. Here's what you can do. You take 2 days. You have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. This is what you do. You take the apple, and you say, if today is not really Rosh Hashanah, because it's a doubt, if today is not really Rosh Hashanah, then I want this to be Truma, and it fixed the whole bushel. If today is Rosh Hashanah, then I don't want anything to happen, because you're not allowed to separate Truma Samaiza and Rosh Hashanah. The next day, you pick up the same apple and you say, if today is Rosh Hashanah, I don't want to say anything, but if today is a weekday, then I want it to be separated Truma. And if you do that, both days, and you stipulate with the same apple, for sure Truma was taken care of. Because one of the days, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is doubt. We keep 2 days, but one of them is really holy, one of them is really not holy. We keep them as doubtful. Therefore, if you separate Truma on both days with a stipulation, you're for sure fine. By the end of Yom Tov, for sure Trumas was separated from the apple, either day one or day two, but definitely that's Rav Yehuda's opinion. And again, the Chum don't agree with that, because they look at Rosh Hashanah as one long day. And third thing, Be'ah Shenol de Berishon, according to Rav Yehuda, Teichel B'Sheini. Rav Yehuda also said that if you have an egg that was laid on the first day, so it's muksa, you can eat it on the second day, because two different days of Rosh Hashanah, two different holinesses. The Chacham don't agree with that. Okay, let's just finish up the Mishnah, and this last part of the Mishnah we'll talk about in the Gemara, not today. Rav Daisa ben Hurkanis Omer. Rav Daisa ben Hurkanis said, Ha'ovel of Ne'ateva, the Chazin on Rosh Hashanah, beyond of Rosh Hashanah, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Omer, he says the following, Ha'chalitzeinu Hashem Lekenes Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh. He says, Hashem, strengthen us on this day of Rosh Chodesh, im hayom im lamachar, whether it's today or tomorrow. So he says that in davening, you verbalize that we're not sure whether today is Rosh Hashanah or not. Again, we keep 2 days, but they feel that it's because of a doubt. So therefore, even in davening, you say, Hashem, strengthen us if today is Rosh Hashanah, and if not, then tomorrow. And then the next day, you say, im hayom im emish. You say, Hashem, strengthen us today. If not, then strengthen us yesterday. The Chum don't agree with that. Okay, let's go weiter. So we had a machlokas whether you could set up an Erev for day one of Rosh Hashanah over here and day two of Rosh Hashanah over here. The review that said yes, because he looks at it as two different days in holiness, as two distinct Kedushas. But the Rabbanim don't agree with them. They say no, it's one long day. When Chazal instituted worldwide keeping 2 days, it was one long day. Unlike Pesach, where it's 2 days, but it's out of doubt. While Rosh Hashanah was also based on doubt, the way they did it was, it's one long day. Who is the author of that statement, that it's one long day? Man loy hoidu loy chacham. Amar Rav Yosihi. It was Rav Yosi. Titania. Modim chamar av lozar b'Rosh Hashanah sheyari shemitesav marvad m'shen yeruvim. The Rabbanon agree. The first opinion is that of Rav Yehuda, and that is that the Rabbanon hold, or in this case Rav Yehuda, who the Rabbanon hold like, they feel that Rosh Hashanah you could set up two different Erevin, one for day one, one for day two. Oimer Erev b'Rishon l'Mizrach b'Shen l'Ma'ariv. B'Rishon l'Ma'ariv mezer Shen l'Mizrach. Erev b'Rishon b'Sheni k'Bnei Iri. Erev b'Sheni b'Rishon k'Bnei Iri. You could set it up. Rav Yosi Osa. Rav Yosi says, no, you cannot. Why? Because he feels that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered one long holiness, not necessarily because of doubt, because Chazal wanted it that way. They wanted it. Maybe the motivation was doubt, but the way they instituted it is that it's one long day. Amar Lehen Rav Yosi said, I'll prove it to you that it's one long day. And it's not because of doubt. The halacha was like this. Technically on Rosh Chodesh, right, when the witnesses came in, the average Rosh Chodesh, they came in 2 in the afternoon, right? So now it's Rosh Chodesh. So it would be the same thing for Rosh Hashanah as well. Originally, when Rosh Hashanah was one day, the witnesses would come in. Again, everyone would sort of be machmer and like go and stop driving, but they weren't sure if it was Rosh Hashanah or not. So the witnesses would come in, let's say 10 in the morning. They would say, oh, today's Rosh Hashanah, spread the word. Today's Rosh Hashanah. Everyone start blowing shofar for fun. One day, what happened was, one year, the witnesses came in very late in the afternoon. They came in after the Leviim had already said the shir. You know we say in davening, that meaning that this is the day, every day had a different shir that the Levim would say. It was very important that they would say shir while they would bring karbanos, and it's very important they say the right shir. On Rosh Hashanah they had their own shir. It was a special shir that they would say on Rosh Hashanah. So one day the witnesses came in to say that it's Rosh Hashanah, but it was after they already said shir. So because of that, that was also one of the factors why Chazal like, listen, we can't do this anymore. We're just having 2 days. That year, though, where they already declared that today is Rosh Hashanah, right? Again, they came in after singing Shir. So the halacha is like this. After the Levim already said Shir, the testimony is no longer acceptable. So therefore, their testimony is not acceptable. So tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah. However, that year, they kept both days Rosh Hashanah. What do you see, says Rav Yosi? You see that when they keep both days Rosh Hashanah, it's not necessarily out of doubt. Because over there, they knew that the first day was no longer Rosh Hashanah because it was too late to testify. Again, Rosh Hashanah is the day that you testify. They came in to testify, it was too late. The latest time to testify was 3 in the afternoon, let's say, and this was after 3 in the afternoon. Too late. So what did the Rabbanon say? Keep both days. Why did I keep both days? If the reason why I keep both days is out of doubt, there's no doubt over here. It's too late. You can't testify on Sunday. Let's say Sunday was the first day they thought Rosh Hashanah was. But let's say Sunday, but the deadline was 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock came and went. They show up 3:30. Too late. Sorry. Over. Says Chazal, keep all this. What do you see, says Rav Yossi? You see that it's not because of doubt. It's Chazal wanted 2 days, one long holiness. So the Gemara responds, and therefore, according to Rav Yossi, because it's one long day, you can't set up two Eruvin. For Rabbana, go to the next page. Hasam ki hechi delelizulule, says the Rabbana, no, really, it's because of doubt. So why would they keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah if they know that they can't testify? The guy shows up on Sunday after the deadline. Sunday is no longer Rosh Hashanah. I don't care what you say, what you do, it's over. Why would they keep Sunday as Rosh Hashanah as well? So says the Rabbanan, it's not because, it's still because of doubt. So what's the doubt over there? It's in order not to they wanted to make sure that Rosh Hashanah wasn't treated lightly. They were afraid that if everyone would continue driving, then over time people would be like, I don't know, they were witnesses and they still drove. Maybe Rosh Hashanah is not as severe as people say. Meaning the reason why they kept 2 days holiness, says the Rabbanan, is not because, it's still because of doubt. So why would you keep 2 days if there's no doubt? In order to avoid people degrading Rosh Hashanah. That's the answer. And it's a tricky daf. You could always, again, please always ask questions. Chazer it over. Okay, so let's go a little bit later. So the Gemara said that according to Rav Yehuda, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are treated as two different days in holiness level for many halachas. He actually listed three halachas that it's relevant to. That because it's a doubt, we don't treat it as one long day. It's two different days in halacha. It's relevant for, you could set up two Erevin, halacha one. It's relevant, number two, that because it's a doubt, you could separate Trumas and Maisos each day by stipulation, where day one you pick up an apple and you say, if today is Rosh Hashanah, I don't want to separate Trumas and Maisos, but if it's not, I do. And the next day you pick up the same apple and you say the same thing, and it works. That's halacha number two, because of doubt, it's two different days, you could stipulate and separate Trumas and Maisos with stipulation. And halacha number three was that if an egg is born on day one, you can eat it on day two. The question is, why do I need all three of these statements? They're all basically the same premise, which is the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are because of a doubt, and therefore they're treated as two different days in halacha. Why do you have three different teachings that are based on this? Just say the concept, and I'll figure it out. The Gemara says, Utsricha, I need all three. Iyashmina Rosh Hashanah, if I just had the first one of Rosh Hashanah, which is that you can set up an era for each one, I would say Bahakam Rav Yehuda, I would say only in that case is Rav Yehuda lenient. Mishum Delekav Imidi, because you're not doing anything. You're not doing an action in Rosh Hashanah. You're just setting up an Erev before. So you're not doing something to be lenient. However, Avol Kalkala, but separating Trumas and Maisos, where in essence, you're separating Trumas and Maisos on Yom Tov, which is generally frowned upon, but you're doing it with a game. You're doing it with a stipulation. You're picking up an apple. You can't separate Trumas and Maisos on Yom Tov. It's Aser, because it looks like you're fixing. So what do? You pick up the apple and you say, listen, if today's Yom Tov, I'm not doing anything. If it's not, I'm separating Trumas and Maisos. Next day, you pick up the same apple and you say, listen, if today's Yom Tov, I'm doing nothing. If not, I'm separating Trumas and Maisos. Basically, so now, you're treating Rosh Hashanah in a very publicly lenient way by separating Trumas and Maisos that way. That's a chiddush. And if I just had that, and meaning, therefore, I need this to tell you that Rav Yehuda is lenient to that extent. And if I had both these teachings that reviewed as lenient in both these ways on Rosh Hashanah, both that you could set up two different Erevin, and that you could separate Trumas and Maisos with stipulation, on condition, I would say, Mishum Delek and Lemigzer Elayu. I would say, yeah, it's okay because it can't lead to anything bad. However, the last case, which is that if an egg is born on the first day, you can eat on the second day, that's a very big chiddush. I'll tell you why. Eggs being laid on Yom Tov and on Shabbos, it's not just Aser because of Muksa. There's a lot of reasons to say that it's Aser. Namely, it's similar to plucking an apple from the tree. You're not allowed to pick off an apple from the tree. So what's the difference between an apple coming off the tree and an egg being laid? It's also separating something from where it was born, from where it was growing. So you might think that we should be machmer by the egg, because if we allow that, then it could lead people to pick apples off the trees. So you might think that we should be very strict with eggs. Kamash Balan, Rav Yehuda is lenient. Okay, so those are the three things Rav Yehuda is lenient about regarding Rosh Hashanah. Let's go a little weiter. Tanya, Kate said, I'm Rav Yehuda. What was the procedure for taking off Truma conditionally on Rosh Hashanah? So I spoke it out, but the Gemara is going to speak it out. Masna Adam HaKakal B'Yantafrishin, V'Oichel B'Sheni. You could separate Trumas and Maisers on the first day and eat on the second day with stipulations. How so? How you lefanim shtei kil kol yishal telva. You have two piles of apples. So you want to separate one pile to fix the other. You have 100 apples, you want to take away 2 apples to fix the 100. So you say like this, on the first day you say, Im hayayim chal l'macha kodesh. If today is a weekday and it's not really Rosh Hashanah, because again, he holds that they would keep 2 days out of doubt. So if today is really a weekday and not really Rosh Hashanah, tezu trumazu, I want this to be truma. Im hayayim kodesh l'macha chal, but if today is holy and tomorrow is weekday, Im b'dvar klum, I'm not doing anything. I don't want to separate truma as maizers. The next day you pick up the same apple, v'kayir l'ashim menicha. L'machuroy, maybe you do the same thing tomorrow. You pick up the same apple and you say, Im hayayim chal, if today is an ordinary day, tezu truma alzu. Let this be truma, let this apple be truma. Im hayayim kodesh, im b'dvar klum, and if today is holy, I don't want to say anything. By doing that, kayir l'ashim v'aychla, by doing that, you've sufficiently separated trumas and maisers on condition on Rosh Hashanah. Rav Yossi Oser. Rav Yossi holds that it's Oser because he holds that Rosh Hashanah is not because of doubt, it's one long day. The Gemara says another chiddush. V'chein haya Rav Yossi Oser b'shnei yamim tovim shel galus. Rav Yossi was not in favor of doing this procedure of separating trumas and maisers conditionally, even on Pesach, where everyone agrees that it's because of doubt. You see, we keep 2 days on Pesach. See, Rosh Hashanah is a little different because they keep 2 days even in Yerushalayim. But Pesach, which is only kept outside of Israel, it's 100% because of doubt. So the L'chora, you should be able to do this procedure, where you have to separate Trumas and Maisers on Pesach. What you do is you pick up the apple and you say, listen, if today's a weekday, I want this to be Truma, and if it's Yom Tov, then nothing. The next day, you do the same thing. So L'chora, that should work. Rav Yossi said it's Aser, because he treats the 2 days of Yom Tov outside of Israel like one long day. He's very strict. So the Gemara says, Ahu bar tavya das l'Beresh Galusa. There was a deer that was brought to the house of the Resh Galusa. The Resh Galusa was like the head of the Jews. Like he was like the prime minister of Israel. He would have big meals. There was a whole to-do. So, Ahu bar tavya das l'Beresh Galusa. There was a deer that was brought to the house of the Resh Galusa on Yom Tov. Did it be Yom Tov Rishon Shel Galias? It was caught on the first day of Pesach outside of Israel. So outside of Israel, they caught this deer on the first day of Pesach, and now they want to eat it on the second day of Pesach. Rav Nachman ve'ishtachem b'yom tov sheni, and they slaughtered it on Yom Tov Sheni. So again, they're in Bavel, so they caught this deer. Goyim caught this deer. It was caught by Goyim. Goyim caught this deer on day one of Pesach, and it was slaughtered on day two. So the question is, can you eat it? You're not allowed to benefit from what a guy does. So if day one and day two are one long day in halacha, then basically you have a deer that was caught on Yom Tov, you can't eat it. You can't benefit from what a guy does for you. If, however, two different days, then you should be able to be lenient because it was caught on day one. This is day two. It's 2 different days in halacha. Yishag b'yam sheni, Rav Nachman Rav Chizda achlu, Rav Nachman Rav Chizda ate from the meat, Rav Sheshes lo yachlu, Rav Sheshes didn't. Because Rav Sheshes follows Rav Yossi, that the 2 days of Pesach outside of Israel are one long day in halacha, and you have to be strict. You have to treat them with one long day. The same way you wouldn't be able to separate trumas and maisers conditionally, you're not allowed to eat meat that was trapped on day one. You can't eat on day two because it's considered one long day. So the Gemara says, the machlekes, whether you're allowed to eat this deer meat. So Amar Rav Nachman, my avodah Rav Sheshes lo yachol b'sid detavya. So Rav Nachman said to Rav Sheshes, why are you not eating? So Amar Rav Sheshes responded, hey chiyachol, how am I supposed to eat? The Tani Yase from the Yase Tani, Bechina Rav Yossi Oser. Rav Yossi said it's Oser to separate Trumas and Maisers conditionally on 2 days of Pesach, because he treats them with the same level of holiness. So too, I'm not going to eat meat that was caught on day one. I'm not going to eat on day two, because I'm going to treat it as the same day, same level of holiness. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Umay Kusha. Rava says, what's the problem? You're saying that it's a problem. You're not eating the meat because you're basing it on Rav Yossi, who said that you're not allowed to separate Trumas and Maisers conditionally on the 2 days of Pesach, 2 days of Yom Tov outside of Israel. Maybe Rav Yossi actually meant Rosh Hashanah. I know he said Yom Tov, but maybe he meant Rosh Hashanah. Maybe Rav Yossi was only machmer on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. But who says that he would be machmer on the 2 days of Shavuos? So the Gemara says, because as we said before, Rosh Hashanah, there's more room to be strict because Rosh Hashanah is kept 2 days worldwide. So the Gemara says, Ihachi shel galus begoilin b'le. First of all, his lashon is, he says begoila, in the diaspora, meaning outside of Israel. So it sounds like it's a Yom Tov that is specially 2 days outside of Israel. His lashon does not imply that he was talking about Rosh Hashanah. The lashon implies he was talking about Yom Tov. And Rav Yossi said it's Aser. So therefore, Rav Yossi asks it, so Rav Sheshes is also going to be strict. Gemara says, "Amr Ravasi, my kusha." Dilma Hachi Kama Mechena Rav Yosi Osa Iser Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Golias Kshnei Yom Tovim Shel Shoshana L'Rabban D'Shari. Maybe what it meant was when Rav Yosi said that it's a problem. Maybe all Rav Yosi meant is that he treats the 2 days of Pesach like the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, meaning that the same way there are Rabbanim who are lenient on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, you could be lenient on the 2 days of Pesach as well. When Rav Yosi said that the 2 days of Pesach is to be strict, maybe what he meant was, we should treat the 2 days of Pesach like the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, meaning, and there are those that are lenient on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So Rav Yosi says like this, I'm Machmer Rosh Hashanah. I know there are those that are against me. I'm Machmer Rosh Hashanah. Pesach, I think it's the same as what they say about Rosh Hashanah, meaning, in other words, i.e., it's okay. So when Rav Yosi said that I'm going to treat it Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to treat Pesach like Rosh Hashanah, he didn't mean to be strict. He just meant, the same way there are those that are lenient on Rosh Hashanah, even though that's not what he holds, but there are those that are lenient, that's how he holds on Pesach. So maybe Rav Yosi himself was lenient on Pesach. So therefore, although we assume that Rav Yosi was Machmer, it's very possible that Rav Yosi was lenient outside of, for the Yom Tovim outside of Israel. Ashkechei l'Rav Sheshes l'Rabba bar Shmuel. Rav Sheshes met Rabbi Shmuel Amrle. He said, "Tani Mar Midi B'Kedusha. Did you ever give a shiur on the 2 days of Yom Tov outside of Israel?" Amrle Tanina. He said, "Yeah, I was taught the following brisa. Modir Rav Yosi b'Shem Yom Tov Mishal Galias. Although Rav Yosi is strict regarding the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, that is one long holiness, he is lenient regarding Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos." Amrle. So Rav Sheshes said, "If people ask you, don't tell them about this because I had said not like this, and it'll be embarrassing to me." So let's keep this between us. Let's just finish up. We had a story before that Rav Sheshes refused to eat meat that was trapped. He was at the house of the Reish Galusa. You had a deer that was trapped on the first day of Yom Tov, and he refused to eat on day two because he felt that it's one long holiness. And you can't benefit from a guy's action, he felt, on both days. Rav Ashi says, "L'didi Amar Le Amemar." Amemar told me personally that that wasn't the story. Hubartavia, that deer, lav itzit, it was not actually trapped. That was not the problem. Go to the next page. Ela mechutz l'tchum asa. It was rather, it wasn't trapped by a guy. It was brought by a guy from outside of the tchum. From outside of the tchum area. So on day one, and now they wanted to know, can I eat on day two? So what was the machlokas? You see, before we thought it was trapped, and now the question is, I'm benefiting from a guy day two from what he did day one. No, he said, no. It was actually brought outside of the tchum on day one, and the question is, can I eat on day two? What's the question? The halacha is that if a guy brings something for a Jew outside of the tchum, it's only asa for him, but it's muta for others. Meaning, so let's say a guy brings a package for you, Daniel, from outside of the tchum, food on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat it, I could. So, therefore, Rav Chisda and Rav Nachman ate the food, because it came from outside of the Tchum, it's only also for the host, which was the Reish Galusa, everyone else can eat it. So they ate it, because it's only a problem, it's only also to eat the food from outside of the Tchum, if it was brought for you, it wasn't brought for them. And Mandaloyach on Rav Sheshes, who refused to eat, Savar, he held, called us the Reish Galusa, died to the Kulur Rabban Asim. He felt that when a guy brings a food to the Reish Galusa's house, he has in mind everyone that's there. So like this, everyone agrees that food that's outside of the tchum. By the way, I'm sorry. Actually, according to this, it was not 1 day to 2 days. It wasn't brought outside of the tchum day one, can I eat it day two? It was brought outside of the tchum day one, can I eat it day one? So it's like this. Food that comes from outside of the tchum, everyone agrees, cannot be eaten by the person who was brought for, but could be eaten by others. The machlokas is that if a guy brings food for the Reish Galusa from outside of the Tchum, so you have a big Ruchain Kanievsky's house, and you have a big gathering at Ruchain Kanievsky's house, and the guy brought the deer from outside of the Tchum on Yom Tov for Ruchain Kanievsky, so he's not allowed to eat it. The question is, what about his guests? So Rabbi Nachman and Rav Chisda ate it because they said, listen, he didn't bring it for us, he brought it for Rav Chaim. Rav Sheshes said, no, when he brings it for the Reish Galusa, he has in mind everybody that's present. And therefore, it's as if he brought it for each individual, and it's a problem. So according to this, we originally thought the case of the Reish Galusa was that it was trapped on day one. Can I eat it day two? And the question was, is day one or day two one holiness, two different holiness? Now the question, no, it wasn't day one, day two. It was brought from outside of the Tchum on day one. Can I eat it day one? And the machlokas is, is it as if he brought it for the host? If he brought it for the guests, is it that we say that he just brought it for the host and it's mutter for the guests? We say no. When he brought it for the host, he had in mind for everyone. The Gemara ends off. But didn't Rav Shesha say that a different account that it was actually trapped? So how could you tell me that it was brought inside the chum? I thought it was trapped. The answer is lahei dvar mi'olam. That conversation never took place. Meaning, didn't Rav Shesha once meet Rabbi Bar Shmuel, and Rabbi Bar Shmuel said, you know, if something day one or day two, 2 days of chutz la'aretz, 2 days of Pesach, Rav Yossi was lenient, so you could eat the deer. And Rav Shesha's like, oh man, I could have eaten the deer. Please don't tell people. That entire conversation is contingent on the fact that the deer was trapped day one. Can you eat it day two? So Gemara says, lahei dvar mi'olam. That conversation never took place. All right, let's stop here. And Bez Hashem, we'll pick this up tomorrow. Whew.